I'm Julianne DeLynn Hatton, and you're listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. This series will discuss the prophet Joseph Smith and the authenticity of the gospel he restored. I'll be speaking with Michael R. Ash, author of the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Welcome, Michael Ash.
Hi, Julianne.
Today we'll be speaking about trails and trail names. Why, generally speaking, do you think it was important to talk about trails in your book, Faith and Reason?
Well, there's some interesting things that we have learned about ancient cultures, especially on the Arabian Peninsula, in regards to trails and trail names. And it ties into what we read in the Book of Mormon. So there's some fascinating parallels.
Let's turn to 1 Nephi 2:5. It says, "He came down by the borders near the shore of the Red Sea, and he traveled in the wilderness in the borders which are near the Red Sea." Describe these trails.
Yeah, there's what they call frankincense trails, which are basically ancient caravan trade routes that ran near the Red Sea. And these were, for lack of better description, a pathway that traders would move up and down the Arabian Peninsula to sell their wares and trade their wares. And when we think of trails as 21st century Americans, we think of hiking trails.
Right.
Or dirt roads, things like that. But that's not how it was in ancient Arabia. These trails could be over a mile wide. There wasn't any markers, really. They were just kind of general direction, in the sense that people would travel. And you could walk on one of these trails and pass by somebody else on the trail and never see them, because they could be, quite a ways away from you. So it's not what we would have envisioned today, but these were, like I said, general pathways that were used in ancient times, right when Lehi would have lived.
Do today's scholars know more about trails than they did in Joseph Smith's time?
Yeah, definitely. We really didn't know much about, or anything about, these frankincense trails and the routes that they would have gone in Joseph Smith's day. And now we have a lot of information, and again, it matches precisely what we read about in the Book of Mormon.
Now let's talk a little bit about naming trails. In the Book of Mormon, Lehi renames rivers and valleys after people in his party. Would you read this passage from your book?
Yeah, and this is from 1 Nephi 2:8, 9-10, and 14. "And it came to pass that he called the name of the river Laman, saying, Oh, that thou might be like unto this river, continually running into the fountain of all righteousness. And he also spake unto Lemuel, Oh, that thou mightest be like unto this valley, firm and steadfast and immovable, in keeping the commandments of the Lord. And it came to pass that my father did speak unto them in the valley of Lemuel, with power, being filled with the Spirit." As Lehi and his family traversed these trails, these frankincense trails, as they came to different places, he renamed them. He called the River Laman and the Valley Lemuel. And, it's interesting because he talks about the valley being firm and steadfast, and that's not normally how we would describe a valley, being firm and steadfast, but that's actually a proper description in ancient Hebrew. But not only that, it was customary for travelers to rename the locations that they came upon. So, you didn't have signs that this is the name, or you didn't have geographical maps like we have today. So when you came upon a new mountain or valley or river or whatever, you gave it the name that you wanted. And this is, of course, exactly, again, what we find in the Book of Mormon.
Thank you, Michael Ash.
Thank you, Julianne.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. I'm your host, Julianne DeLynn Hatton, inviting you to keep the faith.
Michael R. Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Faith and Reason is produced by Tom Hatton with music courtesy of Arthur Hatton. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of Fair Mormon or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can support this podcast by subscribing to it in iTunes and by rating it and writing a review. Questions or comments can be sent to podcast@fairmormon.org, or you may join the conversation at fairblog.org.